Like our Hazrat Hakim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person is making zikr, it's like you switch on the light. Now you can see a lot of scorpions in the room, a lot of snakes in the room. For certain Hazrat said, like the air come out of the balloon. So, flat. 1-2 days proper zikr, and after that flat for 2 weeks, no zikr at all. Hazrat said, that is not the case. We should not do it with hosh, we must do it. And we must do it regularly, with extreme punctuality, and then we see the effect of zikr. And Hazrat says, important thing, wash our heart with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us purify our heart with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into our heart, and then after that, when the heart will pump blood, it won't only pump blood, it will pump inshallah the ma'rifat and zikr and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to connect ourselves. The aspect of the zikr is not, that is why many of them, then we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, at the night when you wake up, all of a sudden, maybe some other, any noise, it's not you just woke up, it's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, it's an alarm for you, come my banda, get up, ask me, I am remembering you, remember me at this time. As I said, at that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our begging dua, oh, he makes any other dua besides this, مستجيب الله, his duas will be answered. فَإِن تَوَضَّ وَصَلَّ قُبِلَ صَلَاتُهُ. And if he makes wudu and he reads salah, Allah will accept his salah. Allahu Akbar. How Hazrat taught us so nicely, beautifully. At that time, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, you put your cross leg, and then at that time Hazrat says, start your zikr with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa alayka sallim. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Start with Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is important, and Hazrat gave us example very beautifully. Hazrat says, Hazrat Damas Barakatam says this, Durood goes right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, it's such a mubarak zikr, this thing, la ilaha illallah. A person who was a nari, automatically when you say la ilaha, he becomes a nuri. A person who was a hated in the eyes of Allah, he said la ilaha illallah, he became the mahbub, he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ لَا حِجَابًا دُونَ اللَّهِ. This thing, Hazrat said, according to the kingdomship of all the seven heavens on the earth, when you take the zikr, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, دشمنوں کو عیشِ آب و گل گیا, دوستوں کو اپنا دردِ دل دیا, ان کو ساحل پہ بھی تغیانی ملی, اور ان کو تغیانی میں بھی ساحل دیا. Hazrat said, عجیب, those are أَهْلُ اللَّهِ, Allah has given the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those are dushman, the enemies of Allah, they've got عجیب. These people, they've got family problems, they've got this problem, they've got worries, they've got so many other things, they've got desire to commit sin, yet they are sitting and remembering Allah. They astonish on those, that is why when the majlis, the zikr majlis, as soon as it is over, the alarm from the bari subhanahu wa ta'ala, while that you are, when you are reading Allah, Allah, at that time you say, oh Allah, I love you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm desirous of you. Oh Allah, I'm in need of you, Ya Allah. And at that time, Hazrat said, just think about it. The entire creation is making zikr with you. Whole thing, the ceiling, roof, everything, the walls, carpet, everything is making zikr. Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Ana jaleesu man zakarani. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydan hu. تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تھے اللہ Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, Allah, Allah.
The trend started, and this we also having our khanqah that is also in the footsteps of our Shaykh. Sheikh Awwal, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. And most of the programs are almost just as close as they used to be in Hazrat's time, whether it was in Saharanpur, whether when Hazrat came here to. So he said, I fight the Qadianis. Wherever I find they are raising their head somewhere, I make sure I go there, give bayans, etc., distribute literature, etc. So Maulana told him, you only got one wazifa, the same wazifa which you are doing. So in that will be your taraqqi, in that will be your progress, your spiritual ummat. So we should, you know, we have to make triple shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Besides the other ni'mats, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats are la tuhsa wa la ta'ud. That no individual, Allah's ni'mats which are on him himself, he cannot count them, he cannot even ever encompass them. Allah's ni'mats which are within our body, which are in our immediate environment and surroundings. So Allah's ni'mats we cannot imagine. However, these are three very clear ni'mats which we should make very great shukr. And shukr is of two kinds. Shukr al-lisani, that is with our tongue, which also is very important. That also. So with regard to the month of Ramadan, this hadith, though it will be recited after Isha also, but it is such an important hadith, so valuable. We'll try and go through it a little bit. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has given a commentary on it, but also unfortunately, when something of due importance is being given to it, that he's just been passed on, one after the other, they've just been passed on. So because it is so common with us, we lose track of what a great achievement it is. But where that, in those countries, at that time, in Australia, there wasn't a single Hafiz. So they appreciate it more. Allah used to make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That the importance of Ramadan again, and then again coupled with that, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan, that we don't have ill health, etc. If there is a virus of maut, we won't be frightened of maut, we won't be frightened to think about maut, we will desire maut, and that is a sign. Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. And if we really have love for Allah, we will look forward to going to Allah Ta'ala. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted quite a number of hadith, all to show the great value of Ramadan. So we should try and set this into our hearts, into our minds, that this is Ramadan. And this is how Ramadan should come to a person. There was one journalist who was very familiar in such a way that it overtakes that person. That is, Iman should overtake a person. Ramadan should overtake a person. And also if we go and see, Allah reward our akabir, our aslaf, what great insight Allah had blessed them with. The academic year of the Darul Ulooms, they started it after Ramadan. So you can say till the 14th, 2 weeks of that, they gave this holiday. During the week, they gave one day holiday, and that is Friday. And Friday also, because the ibadat of Friday is so special, which is difficult to do with the acquiring of knowledge. Knowledge is a fundamental ibadat of our deen. So known as the fine print, the juziyat. Their nazar is on all those small things also. And we criticizing them. And who are we to criticize? What are our qualifications? So deen is a very serious matter. And we have to observe deen in the correct way. So Ramadan Sharif, some of them who ask advice, we discourage them until they complete their studies. Because your wife, she also has got rights, and you have rights on yourself also with regard to marriage. To fulfill those rights and the rights of the studies is almost impossible. It cannot be done the two. If you're going to fulfill the one, the rights of himself, of his wife, of his studies properly, and neither in the same way, if Ramadan, there are studies also. You can't fulfill the rights of your studies, and if you go to Ramadan, you can't fulfill the rights of Ramadan if you are studying. So a person should devote himself. So Ramadan is that month that they close the Darul Ulooms. The very best a sabak. So if the question comes, Friday you're missing your sabak, Bakri time you're missing sabak, sabak should carry on, but this is more important. So therefore, let us try and establish within ourselves and understand. And when we know the value of it, then we will attach ourselves so much accordingly. If with the value of Ramadan is not ready, the laws of parda apply already, not only from when she becomes baligh, but if she was brought up like that. If she wasn't brought up like that, how is she going to observe parda? So these things are important. A boy who never wears a kurta, he's wearing all Western clothes, etc., all funny types of clothing, and now you expect him suddenly to wear other people. So it is how we make our lives, then the end will come. Tamutun kama tahyun. Our mort will come how we lived in this world. Watuhsharun kama tamutun. And we will be raised up how our mort came. So in that sense, as far as asbab, I will ask to this. An Salman radiallahu anhu qala khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin Sha'ban. The last day of Sha'ban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramadan came, stressed on us what a month is coming, so that we could realize. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his majlis gave a special khutbah, in which there is one night better than 1,000 months, not equal to, better. And 1,000 months translates into 83 years and 4 months. One night is better than that. One night is better than 83 years and 4 months, and more also. So what a great month it is! And that was the night. Is oxygen, air. Allah made it wherever you go. There is oxygen, and oxygen goes till about 500 miles off the earth. Still there, Allah has kept oxygen. Becomes less and less all the time, but Allah has kept oxygen everywhere for a person. You close your doors, your windows in winter. This is a month which is in which Allah's it had. So Allah made the rozas for us, which was on the one side to celebrate the honor of the Quran Sharif. In that Allah Ta'ala, like for example on Eid's day, to make Ishraat namaz is not permissible.